Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for August 31st, from Job 37 to 39. And now it is time for the real one to speak. Elihu finishes his speech as a prelude to the entry of one solitary, commanding, riveting person. Almighty God is about to address Job. Maybe address is too mild a word. Maybe give him a thorough dressing down would be a more appropriate description of what's to follow. What Elihu began to unpack in his observations about the thunderous display of God's power in caring for and ruling over creation, God himself extends as he reproves Job. Job, I am God. You are not. You have no clue as to what I do or how I do it every millisecond of your days. I'm intimately involved at any given time and far more goings on in the universe that you can't possibly know. Even those things in my world that you can see. Can you understand even the simplest creature, like the stork, or the eagle, the horse, the lightning and thunder? I have established cycles and rhythms and seasons in my creation and in the way human life is ordered, including human lifespan and moral choice and agency. So you would challenge my justice? Tomorrow's final reading in Job finishes the story of this remarkable character in Bible history. You will note that while God rebukes Job for his self-righteous challenge to the justice of God, God still delights in and cares for his child. It should remind us, no matter what we face in life, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, even if we endure what Job experienced. So Job, Act 4, Scene 2, and Epilogue, tomorrow. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back then.